Question of the week from the Naked Scientists.
Hello and welcome to Question of the Week. I'm James Titko. This week's question comes in from listener Daniel.
Hello, my name is Daniel from Norwich, and my question to the team is, how do we know for sure that the laws of physics that humans have set down in ink are the same laws of physics that another civilization might have on another planet? And as a result, only when we eventually get to compare those laws will we know they are correct. Thank you.
I know just the person to ask for this one, never one to shy away from the big questions. Here's Toby Wiseman from Imperial College London.
Does physics change as we move around the universe? One of the fundamental tenets of cosmology is in fact that we don't live in a special location. All locations and all directions are the same. And that is absolutely what is observed when we look out into the universe. Our modern theory of cosmology uses our theory of particle physics, which we derive from collider experiments such as CERN on the Earth, and then our theory of gravitation, Einstein's general theory of relativity. Now, it isn't a complete theory, but if we are not worried about physics in the very earliest epoch of the universe, then the theory is remarkably good. We can understand everything that happens within this theory from way earlier than a second after the Big Bang. You start with this almost blank canvas of the Big Bang with little quantum fluctuations on it from what we call the theory of inflation. And those quantum fluctuations grow, seed structure because of gravity pulling structure together. And then eventually this forms the galaxies, stars, and so on that we see today.
I think Janus's comment on our forum post for this question captures what Toby is saying about some of the unanswered questions we have and how they fit into our understanding of the universe very nicely here. They write, "It would be possible for another civilization to have pierced the veil more deeply and have a better understanding of some of those principles than we do. This would not constitute a change in the rules, however, but just a better understanding of what they are."
If you're sitting on a particular star somewhere, you may look down at your star and call it a different name, and you may look at the elements in it and call them different things. But this theory really predicts all of that physics. It has all of that physics in it. And we think of this theory of the standard model of particle physics together with gravity as something that we've discovered and uncovered rather than something we have constructed. The fact that we can write down the theory of all the forces and all of matter on a t-shirt in a couple of lines is astonishing. And it's a process of uncovery. We've got closer and closer, and the theory in many ways has got simpler and more elegant as we've honed in on it. It's very difficult to understand how that could be a human construct. This is the most accurate thing that's ever been predicted by any theory of anything ever, and it works. And okay, I suppose we could all be deluded and it's a human construct, but it's very difficult to understand, actually, if you really work on this stuff and you understand how it goes. Very difficult to believe that's the case. So in short, yes, I think whilst we can't be sure that the distant civilizations would think of physics in the same way as us, all the evidence seems to point that way. That's where my money is anyway.
If it's good enough for you, Toby, it's certainly good enough for me. A mesmerising and humbling answer from Toby Wiseman from Imperial College London. Thank you to him and also to Daniel for that question. Next time, from the theory of everything to the theory of frothy coffee, it's Thomas's turn to ask this question.
Hi, Naked Scientist. I heard the milk foam we make for our cappuccinos consists of denatured clumping proteins. If I heat up the milk for my coffee for a bit too long, it forms a skin. And after removing that skin, I can still make pretty nice foam from the milk. How come? Shouldn't the lack of protein prevent the formation of proper foam then?
Brilliant question, Thomas. And one you can have your own say on over at nakedscientist.com/forum. And be sure to drop us a line if you have a question of your own that you'd like us to answer. The email address is chris@thenakedscientists.com.
Question of the Week is part of the Naked Scientists podcast. Look us up online at nakedscientists.com.